The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Nau mai, haere mai, welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
This is our 272nd trip around the sun.
Oh, goodness.
Or episode.
Yeah. Be a long time otherwise.
Well, wouldn't it? You'd be looking pretty good for 272, yeah, to be fair.
Thank you very much.
It's Saturday the 18th of October somewhere, and it is a pleasure to be in your company once again, and it is a pleasure for us to still be continuing in our roles.
Indeed.
Congratulations to all those who were successful in the local government elections across the country. Commiserations to those who were there but are no longer, and well done to those who at least stepped forward and offered themselves, and for shame on 55% of the population,
yes,
who couldn't be effed to go and tick some boxes.
I was just going to say, thank you, especially to the small minority of people who voted.
But, you know, it's taken a while for confirmed results to come out, and that's because so many people voted late, last minute. And I guess in some senses that can be waiting to see what happens, what,
yeah,
new information they get. In some, yeah, senses it's they couldn't be effed.
Or sometimes they just didn't know. They've tidied up their bench and found the voting papers.
Yeah, and that's the problem with a postal vote that's conducted over a long period of time, is you can go through the process of filling in your voting papers and you put them in the envelope and go, right, I'll go and drop that off, and sometimes you forget.
Or you carry them around in your bag or whatever, yep, or you don't even open them, you leave them. Until, you know, I'll do it later. But thanks to those people who did, the rest of you don't complain.
Yep.
We're doing our best, the rest of us.
And so I thought maybe over the next 3 years, if somebody inevitably comes forward to complain, which they do, that I will say, did you vote?
Mm.
No, really? Well, then go away.
Yeah.
No, I won't. Yeah,
but
you know,
vote next time.
In my head, I'll be saying it, just so you know.
Yes.
Lots going on. Sad news on Thursday morning of the passing of the late, I don't know that he was Sir, because he was a member of the Order of New Zealand, which is not quite a Sir.
Yeah, no, you have to be a knight to be a Sir.
But that wasn't that, the old knight when they changed?
No, because you're a knight or a knight. There's nothing else.
Well, no, there was, because you had the chance to be. Because they did away with Sirs for a while,
yes.
Sirs and Dames. And then that's where I think the Order of New Zealand was the equivalent under the new honours.
But you didn't get to be called Sir.
Yeah, and then they flipped it back,
mm,
and said, if you've got the Order of New Zealand and you would like to be addressed as Sir or Dame, then you can. He always will, as any former Prime Minister does, carry the title of the Right Honourable anyway. He was the 35th Prime Minister of New Zealand, came into politics in...
Who are we talking about?
Jim Bolger.
Jim Bolger.
Not me.
Ah.
He was Prime Minister from 1990 to 1997, which was a significant time, because a whole lot of stuff was going,
yeah,
on worldwide. You know, it was just post-Rogenomics, so it was a landslide victory. There was fair to say there was a bit of a revolt after Rogenomics. He's a former Fed. I know that'll bring you on. And leaps and bounds, and first elected to Parliament in 1972. But during his term as Prime Minister, there were a whole lot of really significant things worldwide happening. The Berlin Wall came down, mm-hmm, and it was the end of the USSR. and the unification of Berlin. Nelson Mandela was freed from a prison in South Africa. Which brings me to that. Look, I'm not speaking ill of the dead, but when you say Jim Bolger, I think of two things. One, potato farmer. He was the child of Irish immigrant parents, and he did farm. I don't know that he farmed potatoes, but that's just what we used to refer to him as back in the day. But he also had this really awful, awful, puckeringly embarrassing habit of adopting the accent of the person in front of him.
I don't recall that necessarily, but I wasn't paying much attention.
I do, because it was... So when he met Nelson Mandela... And this is not parody. This is about as accurately as I can do it. It is so nice to meet you, Mr. Mandela.
Oh, dear.
Welcome to New... And it's like, oh, my God, please stop.
Oh, that's terrible.
It was. But ironically, you know, very, very respected, because he went on to be the first chair of Kiwi Bank, which, of course, was Jim Anderton's gift to the country.
Yes.
And they had certainly come from different sides of the political sphere. But supposedly a really good business head.
Yeah, good governance skills too, right?
Yep. And so condolences to his family. But, you know, he's held a position of significance for, I think he did, it, well, he was into his third term when he popped out of the country to go and do some business, and Jenny Shitley moved in to his office.
Yes. I'm sure he's enjoying some interesting debates wherever he's gone.
Wonder who he's debating with.
Yeah.
That'd be
some good ones to choose from.
Yeah.
But I bet it's interesting.
I'm just trying to imagine David Longy up there. Yeah, Jim. Welcome. Come in. Have a seat over here.
Never mind some of the international ones as well.
Yes. Spring has sprung, and so the spring weather has arrived. We have gone from a period during the week where we had the aircon at home turned off for several days in a row.
Yeah.
And then it went back on.
Yeah.
In fact, if we have a look outside the downtown studios at Radio Southland at the moment,
it's very grim.
It's looking blacker than oil.
Blacker than a black thing.
Hello.
You didn't really do that, did you? No.
There was a bird that flew past.
Was it a crow? raven?
No, it was a thrush. Carrying a coconut husk.
Fully laden?
Yes.
No, it would be a swallow.
Yes. There's a kind of thrush all over. Anyway, we've got some great stuff happening for you today. Some new music from somebody who's due to be playing in our parts very shortly.
Hasn't he?
Nope.
Oh.
A week before your dance party, isn't it?
Oh.
Or the night before.
No. Oh, sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
No, the other one's already been.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting collaboration
as
well.
I nearly chose it myself, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
God, I feel so contemporary. I can't believe I... So, normally Linda would go for the new break and stuff, but this week, not so.
Oh, something popped into your inbox, clearly.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
or your Spotify feed.
No, it wasn't my Spotify feed on Wednesday night, but actually this... On Monday, I get an email from record companies sort of detailing the latest releases, and I looked at this one. I thought, oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
Well, there's three lots in there that I really like, so I was intrigued also. That's okay, actually.
I think each of the three artists has featured in this show singularly.
Yes, absolutely.
But not together.
No. Ooh.
Have you seen the video for it?
No.
More on that later.
Okay.
So I've gone for the contemporary, whereas you've gone historic.
I've gone retro.
You've gone banger.
Yes.
Is this all part of the countdown?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Except this is a 1992 release. So.
Oh, so not really.
But, you know, they were formed in the 80s.
Weren't
they?
70s.
Oh.
Post-punk.
Even older.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they had lots of hits in the 80s.
That's why the lead singer wears so much makeup.
Yeah.
Wears more makeup than Kiss did.
So, well, yes, and still does. Because whatever.
It hides his age.
Well, and I guess it's a habit now, so that's the way it is.
Scary hair.
Yeah.
That's not teased, it's tortured.
Yeah, well, you know.
Let's let the cat out of the bag. Who are we talking about?
I know the feeling. We're talking about The Cure, of course, and Robert Smith and his inimitable style.
I did. I think The Cure must have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame once, and this young American journalist was asking him some questions outside, very enthusiastically, you could say, and she said, "Are you excited? Yeah. Are you excited to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?" He says, "Well, clearly not as much as you are." In that typical dour Robert
yes.
Smith. But ironically, as they did portray themselves as dour and some of their music was, there were other tracks that were surprisingly happy.
Yeah, and I don't think they liked being referred to as a goth.
Well, maybe they shouldn't have looked it.
Goth punk band, but they, you know, they played a real mixture, and this one particularly was kind of a throwaway.
It was poppy.
He recalled, I think he described it as a not ridiculous bop song, but something like that. Excuse me. and he said he found it harder to write songs like this with simple poppy lyrics than he did the emotional ones that he used to write.
All that angst.
Yes, and it was actually their last big hit.
Is it?
Yeah, in the UK charts, etc. So hard to.
Take the hint, because it was, 1992?
Yeah.
And they're still producing stuff.
Yeah.
Oops, how embarrassing.
Well, no, good on them. Which is entirely different to my taste of Asia, so we'll get to that later.
Yes.
Anyway, it will be Friday. It is Friday, or it was Friday.
It is Friday for those who like to pick up our show at 8 o'clock on Friday night off our Facebook page.
That's right, and I thought of you people. So here we go. Friday, I'm in love. The Cure.
Wednesday, stay in bed on Thursday, watch.
Friday, I'm in love. That's The Cure. You are with the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, and thank you very much to Radio Southland for supplying us with the space in which to create this podcast and radio show, which comes out on Saturday mornings on the air, Tuesday nights on repeat, Friday nights on our Facebook page, and otherwise on wonderful streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, or if you're an Android user, the accessmedia.nz app is available in Google Play. And you can get it in all those different ways and enjoy it as you please. Later on, we'll talk a little bit of sport and find out what's been going on in Lyndall's real world, possibly cover off some awards as well. But fair to say, if we reflect back to last weekend, there was a bit of, how do we put this, indoor-outdoor flow going. So we'll start on the outdoor flow. Friday, since we've just played The Cure, last Friday we got the lawnmower back from E. Hayes and Sons.
Thank you.
Where I went along,
work, as usual.
Looked at the replica of Bert Munro's motorcycle, the replica that was made for the movie.
Yep.
And finally got the African Savannah, which was our lawns, front and back.
Minus the gorillas. Oh no, they don't have gorillas in the Savannah. Monkeys, no?
Lions, cheetahs, tigers, giraffes, none of which, a couple of villages of small people. They haven't joined the villages of small people on the inside of the house. The sad thing is now that the grass has been cut to an almost normal level, that, speaking of lions in the Savannah, that the fluffy cat from the Fluffy Slipper Lounge has nowhere to hide, because he would get out and find the deep patches and nest.
Which were longer than...
They're like tufts, really. Oop, there you go. There's a lung. Yeah, and so there'd be a tuft of longer grass, suddenly much longer than anywhere else. I don't know, maybe there were some additional nitrates, maybe there's been some cows wandering by, and find those, much like a cat can find an empty box, and as soon as they do, nest in it. Why do they do that?
I think it's the security, because they usually try and fit into one that's a little bit small. Because there's the big one that's a half empty on the floor at the moment. He's only been in that once or twice. But that smaller one that made itself available last night, he was straight in there.
Yep, within seconds.
Yep, it's like all those...
I wonder if I fit in here.
All those, you know, reels on the Instagram of cats and fish bowls and hand basins. And I think it's just because they feel safer or something, I don't know.
The thing is...
They don't tell me.
The one that... resides at our place isn't the most graceful, agile,
this is an understatement,
or coordinated.
Mm.
In fact, may well possibly be the least coordinated feline I've ever witnessed.
Although he's getting better.
Really?
Yeah, he is getting better, but still, he's still spastic.
Well,
he probably needs his pads trimmed because that fur in between them is really long.
Right.
Which makes it slippy, doesn't it?
Well, but jumping from one thing to another, able to judge the distance properly, and ending up splayed on either side.
Yeah. He was in the walnut tree one day and got kind of stuck. There was a tiny little twig that was facing the way he'd progressed. So you know how if you're going with the...
Oh, like a barb.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so he got past it that way, but when he turned around to come back, he was like, oh.
How do I get over this?
I can't get over this massive twig. So he tried to jump, but he...
got it wrong.
He slid off and he ended up with his front paws over one side of the branch and his back paws over the other. Looking at me like, help. Well, I can't reach you. You have to get down yourself.
Because, you know, when you go to the top of a three-story building and you drop a cat, as one does, they sort of gracefully
twist. Their internal mechanisms mean that they land on their feet.
Yep. Before breaking their legs.
No, they don't, actually. No.
It's a strange...
It's weird, eh?
It's a strange thing.
Yeah, they're bendy enough.
Mm.
But he's...
Not this unit.
He can now jump from the table where he's not supposed to be to the back of the couch, which is near the... table. Mm. So he can now do that.
But he's also no longer carrying his winter coat.
And you've got a new brush slash comb,
yep.
Which makes extracting a great deal of the flurf.
Yeah, it gets down into the base coat. It's a bit like the Malamutes, because they have those Arctic kind of animals have two layers of fur.
But they have that because they're an outdoor animal.
Yeah,
this thing isn't. Cold, this is a great Wussek with paws.
Yeah.
However, he has spent a great deal more time outdoors in the past week or two.
Yeah, heck.
And even went to the toilet outside
twice.
Really?
Twice.
Miracles will never cease.
Yep.
So that's the outdoor flow that kind of happened on Friday, and the place looks a whole lot better for it. But obviously, I'll have to get back into it again at some stage this weekend. Possibly.
There's a lot of grass clippings, wasn't there?
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
Fortunately, there's a lot of blank garden for me to put it into now.
Yes.
Lots going on this weekend, though. But then Sunday was just completely indoors, which, you know, the weather wasn't great, and that was useful, so there wasn't a lot of guilt. And
we had a big day on Saturday.
Yeah.
All things considered.
And the watching of the Bathurst happened.
Yes.
And we'll cover off Bathurst in sports talk a little bit later on, but... you know, a day of just lying there and watching this, and I might have had a blink on a couple of occasions.
Same Phil.
And snacks, tasty snacks.
All we did was eat snacks and drink things, sit around.
Perfect, really, wasn't it?
Yes.
And a great race, you know, towards the end.
Oh, my goodness.
So the qualifying, the top 10 shootout, resulted in the closest margins between number 1 and number 10 ever. And a great race between three or four vehicles over the last 10, 15 laps and lots of stuff going on because it was pouring really with rain. Good. And a very exciting, happy ending, as it
yes.
were.
Yes, happy for Kiwis.
Time for music. New music on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. And we're taking three artists that we have featured singularly. The amazing Teddy Swims, who's been in this part of the world just recently.
Yeah.
The Australian artist Tones and I.
Yep.
Dance monkey person. Teddy Swims, that falsetto of his is just stunning. And producer David Guetta, who provides hand claps and coordinates people.
He provides the
arrangements.
What are they called? Drum machine.
Oh, right, yeah. He programs it.
Well, he does a pretty good thing. Job. He's made a lot of money out of it.
Yep. He's considerably wealthier than we are.
Yes.
So, interestingly, watching a video of them putting it together, Teddy Swims stands in the recording studio in a booth, you know, yep. next door to the control room, doing what it is that artists do, except looking at the lyrics off a phone.
That's terrible.
Just, you know.
My eyes can't cope.
No. And Tones and I sat in the production booth with a handheld microphone.
Oh.
Not at the same time. So yeah. they were recorded separately. But both with David Guetta clapping his hands and waving about yeah. and conducting music. The track is called Gone, Gone, Gone. And it's very soulful. It's very cool. It's very contemporary. Just out this week. Please enjoy on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
We will fly. Impossible to tame. Like oil in the ocean, no way to put out the flame. We were just a running, eyes closed in the dark. Headed for awful speed, oh, it's about to leave a mark. Oh, and it was freedom, you hold me, I scream your name. Through all of the madness, I take the blame.
gone, gone, gone.
They are kind of gone.
Like, it's like going to the old Todd's auction house and listening to Bill. Going, going, gone. No, gone, gone, gone. So that's Teddy Swims, Tones and I, two amazing, great, distinct voices, and David Guetta doing whatever it is that Guetta does successfully.
Yes, bringing people together.
You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper, possibly. Rhythmic throat clearing. There's a lot of that going on. It's all my fault. I came back from the Hawke's Bay with a cold, just a cold, not the flu. But by God, that cough's hung around.
Yeah.
So we apologise.
Sorry about that. Thought I'd got rid of it, actually. I've been...
Well, I'm a week ahead of it than you are, and I'm still doing it.
Yeah, I've been pretty good. But, you know, circumstances probably not helping.
Well, yeah, you know, you health and fitness person, you.
Yes.
This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio Southern, 96.4 FM. Very shortly.
Don't choke on that, will you?
No. I'll remember to chew. Yeah. Very shortly, our musical taste of Asia. Then we will find out what's been going on in Lyndall's real world. Touch of the Arts. Last Friday, the ILT Murihiku Art Awards were held at Hawakatuia in Invercargill. 155 entries, 67 of which became finalists. So that's great. The judges were Suta Art Gallery Director Tony McKinnon and Dunedin Public Art Gallery Curator and Historian Lauren Gutzel. And so across many different media.
Yours.
I think that's the right word, isn't it?
Yours.
You're the arty person. Here are the winners. So the Rangatahi Award went to Billy Apu for Ice Cream Cat. I don't know what it is.
It's a print.
Is it?
Mm.
Good. I'm glad you do. By the way, all these are on display for the next few weeks at Hawakatuia and Invercargill. Go and check them out. Not just the winners, the finalists. The Innovation Award went to Paul McLaughlin, and it's Mai Mai on the Matoda. The Betty McDowell Mick Heslin Memorial Award for Southland Artist went to Dagan Wells, who is a former fellow for Southland Art Foundation.
Indeed.
With Bush Track.
I say nothing.
If you could see me now. The IPAG Southland Art Society Membership Award went to Victoria Naboka for Saved. And the overall third prize went to Emily Hartley Scudder for Deluge Zone. Second, geez, that's a lot of money, 4K.
Yeah.
Jess Nicholson for Rock Table. Thanks to the sponsors, it's really worthwhile. And the Supreme Award went to George Aegis, I think. I apologise if I got that wrong. For Wah, Held in the Belly.
That's really cool. I've seen pictures of it. It's a glass sculpture of, like, looks like intestines.
It's kind of pinky.
I'm looking forward to seeing it in person. Hope I maybe we'll get there in the next couple of days, actually.
Yeah.
Because I was invited to the special opening preview, but it was more important to catch up with my friends and have lunch with them. Actually,
yes.
Because I hadn't seen them for ages. So I did that instead.
And a good catch-up, was it?
It was a good catch-up, actually. Yeah, it kind of blew away some of the cobwebs, to be fair.
Well, you know.
I hadn't seen them for ages, and I was having doubts.
It's nice to have those friendships where you don't see people for a long time, but when you do, you just kind of pick up from where you left off.
Yeah, much like my friend Sarah in Dunedin, who unfortunately I caught up because her father had passed away, but... And Maxine this week, actually. I don't see them very often, but it's just, we just carry straight on, which is great.
I can't even remember what happened last Friday. Oh, that's right, I was picking up the lawnmower, mowing the lawns, and then spending the evening going, ow, ow,
oh, yes.
Ow.
Did they not help you get it in the car?
No.
Oh, I thought they would.
No.
Oh.
I was parked some distance away as well, which is fine, no issue, and nor is it that heavy.
It's awkward though, and it's dirty and stinky.
No, well, it wasn't, because they did an outstanding job of cleaning it.
Yeah.
So Thank you, E. Hayes, for doing an outstanding job of not only cleaning it.
Sam, for coming to pick it up.
It's a long time since softball, eh? Motor runs really well. It travels smoothly now that it's got a new wheel and everything's been aligned. It starts on the second pull.
Woohoo!
Which is great. And did a great job of cutting some very long grass.
Yes.
Let's head to Asia, speaking of long grass. There is no connection.
There is none.
There is no connection.
Maybe you're thinking of rice.
Possibly.
That's like grass.
Well, it does, kind of.
Yeah, when it's growing, it does.
What's this week's musical taste of Asia?
Well.
Thank you for asking.
Yes. about a month ago, maybe, this blew up in my feeds of nearly every kind, actually. And I was a bit mystified. I'd seen some ads coming for it for Netflix because it's actually a Netflix series, a Japanese Netflix series. And I thought, oh, we probably won't get it because quite often the stuff that I follow is only available in Asian Netflix or in American, not much of that.
Because it was really interesting I can't remember whether it was last year or the year before, I logged on to Netflix when we were in Japan and suddenly there was an entirely different menu of content available.
Yeah, so it's pretty frustrating because you see, you know, people commenting on...
Netflix was very confused when I was back in New Zealand.
Yeah, I bet. So I didn't expect this to be on available to us, actually, but it's an English language one, so I should have known. anyway. Excuse me. It's called Glass Heart. And it completely blew up my feed, and I thought, oh, wow, you know, maybe it's quite good. And the ads looked all right. It's a music-based drama, J-drama.
Live action or anime?
Yeah, live action, with some very top-line Japanese actors and actresses. I still call them actresses. One of whom was in Alice in Borderland, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember the first series, the guy in the Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah.
With the short bleached hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who appears again very briefly?
Yeah, him.
In series
three? Not the long bleached hair, the short.
Short.
They die in the, oh.
Not the.
Spoiler alert. They die in the conservatory greenhouse thing.
Oh, in
right
the first
at the
series.
Very beginning.
Yes.
First series. Yeah.
Not what I was thinking of.
Yeah, no, not the other one. So he's in it, and a number of others. But the interesting thing is, and this could only happen this way. They spent over a year learning their respective instruments, so that they had no doubles. They could film them live in an acceptable high level way, even though their skills might not be. But actually, what's happened is that the band that they form in this series has become an actual band.
So kind of like the Monkees in the 1960s.
Indeed. And so they are about to launch into fan meetings and they'll probably end up doing a tour, I suppose.
And Partridge Family?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So it's a bit, I mean, I'm really enjoying it. I'm in maybe second or third episode. Quite enjoying it, actually, because the
music's good.
The music's good enough, actually. And the actors are, you know.
Good enough?
Pretty good. And it's a wee bit sanitised, I think, because the Japanese dramas are usually pretty gritty, right? This is a wee bit.
Sort of like Scandi noir.
Yeah, a wee bit. But, you know,
for this is a bit more bubblegum?
Bit more for the international.
Right.
Market, right? Mm. But it's still really good, and I'm interested to see how it all plays out in the end, of course. So the series is called Glass Heart, and the band that forms from them are called Ten Blank. And this is I think I chose the opening song, so the song is actually called Glass Heart as well. There's a little bit more guts to his voice that I would like, but still, he's an actor, not a singer, so it's pretty amazing. Anyway, see what you think and hunt out Netflix Glass Heart when you get the chance. Ten Blank, Glass Heart.
生まれてきたよりも前に聞こえていた歌があった。形なんか何もないが、それ以外は全てあった。詰まって僕になった。だとしたら怖いもんは何もないや、そう思えた。正しくない音など一つとない、揺るがないその真実だけで、優しくない世界を生きていけると思ってた。なのにちゃんはいつもなんでって何度も聞く。君がなんで何も言わないんだよ。なんでこんなにしつけさが騒がしく暴れるんだ。なんでって何度も聞く。君がなんで何も言わないんだよ。黙っていないでほら、ここで静寂を切り裂いてくれ。
出会う僕ら
You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, a broadcast and podcast that comes via Radio Southland. We are TNN, the new normal. That is our musical taste of Asia for this week from a group called Ten Blank, taken from the Netflix series Glass Heart. Nice.
Yeah.
Lots of tours going on. We'll talk about one that's making its way to the south very shortly. But first, we have reached the time of the week where last week, something that you discussed, you put the reel up on our Facebook page.
Indeed.
Fair to say, it's one of the strangest things I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it was like amazing, though.
Pole dancers. Very talented good as. Pole dancers dressed as dragons.
Yeah, no, lizards.
Lizards.
Yeah, with high-heeled, dangerous high-heeled platform stilettos, boots, red, bright patent leather, and Daisy Dukes over the top of their lizard suits. But far out, they are so good.
And some interesting reactions on the Facebook page. So it does pay to follow us. Get on there. And if you've got stuff to share or comments or you want to send us a letter, you can do so through Messenger on that as well. But let's get into it.
Steve Le. Le poisson Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le poisson Steve.
Going back to the beginning of this century, Lyndall used to appear on a television show discussing weird shit that she finds on the internet, and now 25 years later she's still
doing it
in a podcast, because there is so much out there and
there's more now than there was then.
Browsing history is more interesting than a council meeting, that is for sure.
Well, yes, I'd probably be put in jail if people saw my browsing history, but anyway.
Okay. We need to talk.
Quickly, let me delete it. Sorry to say that Steve actually hasn't appeared in my feed for a long time, so his star must have risen.
He lives on.
He lives musically, on in the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Yes. Immortalised. And in crochet, thanks, Sharman. Currently touring back through the States, loving touring vicariously through your posts.
Yeah, really interesting, actually. Anyway, this week's delight is, I don't even know how to describe it. So, fungi,
yes,
as in shrooms,
mm-hmm,
making music.
Pardon?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Bionic and the Wires, all in one word, lowercase, attaches electrodes to various kinds of fungi,
mm-hmm,
and then they hold on to some, like drumsticks,
mm-hmm,
and then it plays the electrical currents that come out of the fungi, play either a keyboard or like a chime bar or a drum kit.
Is it kind of like that machine that does the Doctor Who?
Well, the theremin.
Thank
you.
That was the word I was missing.
I'm so pleased that came out of my head without having to try too hard. Kind of. Have you seen the cat one? The cat playing, cat's playing theremin.
No.
Oh, I must find that then.
Ooh.
That's really funny. So this guy, to prove that, plants are, more living than we think they are, he's doing this stuff, and it's a really ethereal, gentle, it'd be good in a spa or somewhere you chill.
Sort of stuff that I listen to late at night.
Yeah, and I note that Graham Waller's actually liked one of these posts, so he must.
Well, he produces a bit of that stuff too.
Yeah, so I think that probably appeals to his that musical adventure that he's on currently. Let me see.
One of several, because it's very different. His new age music album is very different to the music of Sex Dad, which is middle age punk.
Yes. So let me see. It's the background.
Ooh.
That's the mushroom. The beats are the mushroom.
Really? Wow. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And when he gets a few of them together, because the electrodes,
they have a mushroom salad.
Yeah, they have a beef Wellington. Mushroom Uh-oh. Mountain.
it too took soon? Me a second. Yes.
Too soon. They've got little robot arms and that move the beaters and stuff. And there's a whole series of them. It's really fascinating.
So the music of mushrooms.
Shroom music. Brand an entirely new. Different kind of music to the shrooms that some young people probably...
And then they're dancing and there's no music playing.
Yeah. so the Instagram account is Bionic and the Wires, all in one word, lowercase.
Steve Le. Le poisson Steve.
Poisson Steve.
Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le poisson Steve.
Fluffy Slipper Lounge, my email inbox was full of new music on Monday because not only did I find Gone, Gone, Gone with David Guetta, Teddy Swims and Tones and I that we played earlier, but New Zealand music sailor, songwriter, author and frontman of The Mockers, Andrew Fagan, released on Monday a brand new solo single called Passage of Time, which is just ahead of his 20-date tour in November, which is, funnily enough, called Passage of Time.
Oh.
Solo songs and stories from a swirly world.
Oh, my word.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I'm going. I was supposed to be going with the girls, the concert girls, but one of them double booked herself and so she can't come. But I'm still going. I don't even know how to prepare myself for that.
Tickets at plus1.co.nz. So November 5th, Guy Fawkes at the Sherwood in Queenstown, the 6th at the Riverton Lodge, the 7th at the Musicians Club in Invercargill, 8th at the Crown in Dunedin.
Holy moly.
So 20 people and it's full. Maybe it's the downstairs place. And on and on and on. That's our part of the world. Check out plus1.co.nz if you want to see it. And so Fagan says the new single Passage of Time, not that bad, okay, so it's not like written by some of those PR agents that's going to take me 5 days to read.
I'm not going to vomit.
Passage of Time is a personal philosophical look at exactly that.
Well.
and a simple conclusion, yes, today.
Okay, I'll look
and
forward to hearing it then.
yes to today.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? Who knows?
Oh. Last time I saw him, couldn't even explain what he was doing.
No, I interviewed him back in the 80s for newspaper, thank God, because if it was audio, I wouldn't have been able to use a single sentence.
Well, I thought he might have kind of got out of that, but I saw him, 2 years ago?
You saw him at...
At Sow and Sounds, year before last year. Well,
not this year, 2 years ago, yep.
Yeah. And oh my goodness,
he's still Andrew Fagan.
Yeah, he's still
with a different hairstyle.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's still because he did radio for a while. But anyway, here's the new one from Andrew Fagan, just out this week. Passage of Time on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
To face a mortal place, we thought we'd carry on so long, and in between, what's never seen, we thought we'd carry on so long, oblivious to what went wrong. For come what might, we thought we'd travel.
yes to today, yes today, yes to today,
yes to today.
New music from former Mocha main man Andrew Fagan. It's called Passage of Time, which is the title of his new nationwide tour, kicking off on Guy Fawkes in Queenstown. And quite a sweet track, that, actually.
I really like it, actually. I'm humming away already.
It's well supported and a great bunch of musos, and the press release says nothing about who that lady is doing the backing vocals, but how it will transpire himself, I don't know. But it's a nice song and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting live because I'm not sure that his voice is...
Yeah, it hasn't changed
still
much.
It's still in pretty good condition, considering.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I'll listen to it a few more times so I can sing along with him.
Not much to go in the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. One final song, maybe, if I don't take too long. Let's look at sport. The NPC last weekend quarterfinals. Canterbury beat Counties. Manukau 23-15. Hawke's Bay defeated Taranaki 26-12. Bay of Plenty down Tasman, which was a surprise, 27-7. And Otago, by geez, they were lucky, squeaked out a home win over Waikato just after full time with, was it a penalty or a...
I don't know, or a
conversion. Either way.
Was it a drop goal? No, it wasn't a drop goal.
No, 3 points, so it's a penalty.
Yeah.
44-41. So semis this time. Otago hosted Waikato, are hosting Waikato Friday night. Saturday night's game, Canterbury at home against Hawke's Bay. All Blacks Northern Tour starts November 2 in Chicago. Formula One is at Texas this Monday morning from 8 o'clock. Take a day off, I think. Repco Supercars Championship, we touched on that earlier on. Bathurst last weekend, an exciting and eventually wet race. So Kiwi Matt Payne with co-driver Garth Tander with the winners. That's Matt's first, Garth's sixth. Dave Reynolds and Lee Holdsworth were second. And third was James Goulding and David Russell, who had actually crossed the line first, but they were carrying a five-second time penalty after they gave Cooper Murray a bit of a shunt and got relegated to the bottom step. So next up, Boost Mobile Gold Coast 500, not this weekend, but next weekend. Great race, one of the most exciting ones I've seen in a few years.
Isn't it astounding that after racing for that many hours...
7 hours. It was a very long race as well.
That it can come down to seconds,
yeah.
Or split seconds.
Split seconds between first, second and third. Amazing.
Just remarkable.
And, of course, the traditional Bathurst, there is surprise people who just don't get to finish. Speaking of didn't get to finish, that was Shane Van Gisbergen at the Las Vegas Oval last weekend.
Stink.
Got tied up in somebody else's accident, and that was the end of it. And he was at the front end.
He'd be pissy about that.
Yeah, because he's just kind of getting the hang of ovals. Brendan Leach racing this weekend, South Island Endurance Series at Highlands, along with Matt Day. And Cormac Buchanan was home last weekend to do the fundraiser Grid Talk with Simon Crafer at Transport World. Raised over 40K for his campaign next
awesome.
Year, which is bloody awesome. And Go You Good Thing competing in Moto3 World Championship at Phillip Island in Australia this weekend. The closest he gets to a home round. He is racing in 2026. And that, my friends, is awesome. Big weekend for me. Saturday night is the ILT Music Awards and the Hall of Fame that I'm emceeing at ILT Stadium South. And looking forward to that. Whatever you have planned, I hope it's a good one. We're going to finish with Ace Frehley's New York Groove because he's had to pull out of a tour for the rest of the year after having a fall at home and injuring himself. There are some
rumors. Only elderly people have a fall.
Well, he is. he's in his mid-later 70s. And there were rumors that it might have been a stroke, but those are just rumors. So we're going to play his New York Groove hit from 1978. That's it from us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back next week.
Ka kite, tabi, Dick. Thank you.
street, I was passing my time away. To the left and to the right, buildings towering to the sky, it's out of sight in the dead of night.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.